KRDO News Time is 12:40. I'm Andrew Rogers here along with Dan Koschel. Thank you for sticking with us here on KRDO's Midday Edition. Let's head to the KRDO News Line now. We've all been feeling the pinch so far that rents are just continuing to spike. Joining us now on the KRDO News Line, Brian Carberry, Managing Editor for Rent.com. And Brian, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Doing fantastic. And let's talk a little bit about this because, you know, we see so many prices going up, and that obviously includes rent. And what are some of the big driving factors that continue to see the prices continuing just to go up and up?
Right. So, yeah, we've seen rent prices really skyrocketing since about the end of last summer when they've gone up double digits really nationally. Right now, we're looking at a 22 or 23% increase for a one-bedroom or two-bedroom apartment across the country. And there's just a lot of different things that are driving these increases. It's a perfect storm, if you will, for rent prices. The main thing that we're seeing is there's just so much demand for available properties and just not a lot of supply on the market in a lot of places. So it's creating a very competitive market, and that's really driving landlords and giving them the ability to raise prices because there is such competition and renters are willing to pay some of these inflated prices. On the other end, you look at the housing market. Housing prices have been going up now for, you know, a good year and a half, 2 years, really since the pandemic has begun. We started to see housing prices begin to climb. And that's forcing a lot of people to turn to renting because they can't afford the house that they want in the area that they want to live. You know, the housing market may cool down, it may not, depending on the sources you're looking at. It's kind of telling differing things in certain areas. But, you know, for the time being, a lot of these people, especially younger people that were hoping to find their first home, are now being forced to rent, and it's just adding more people to that renter's market. And then you look at people who may have sold a home recently and made a profit on it. They might not be willing to turn around and give that profit to another home seller. So they may be likely to rent for a little bit while the market cools before they buy again. And then lastly, you know, the main thing that everyone's talking about right now is inflation. And, you know, we'd be remiss not to mention it because inflation is driving some of these increases as well. And rent prices are one of the contributing factors to the inflation increase. It's kind of the chicken and egg situation we have here. But, you know, it boils down to goods, materials are all more expensive. They're harder to get, especially with new construction. So you're seeing certain delays and costs going over budget, construction going over budget. And it kind of boils down to what the rent prices have to go up in order to make up for some of these shortfalls with that inflation. So as I said, just a lot of different things happening right now that are really, you know, forcing renters to feel a pinch when they're trying to find a place to live.
Absolutely. And I know we talk about it so often here as far as the housing market in Colorado Springs still red hot. And you've been looking into that as well. And, you know, what is it looking like when it comes to rentals specifically here in the Colorado Springs area?
So rent prices in Colorado Springs are up just like pretty much everywhere in the country right now. A one-bedroom apartment is where you're going to see the most notable increase. It's up almost 35% compared to this time last year. But an interesting note, when you look at March numbers of 2022 and compare them to February, it actually did get slightly cheaper from February to March. So prices starting to kind of come down. I mean, it's relatively flat. It's a $10 difference. But, you know, maybe a sign of good things to come in the market there. A two-bedroom apartment, prices stayed relatively flat when you're looking February to March, but that is still up about 6.5% compared to this time last year. The silver lining that you have in Colorado Springs is that average rent price is still more affordable on average than what you're seeing in Colorado and across the country. Of course, these are just averages, so you're going to find some people that are paying more for their rent, some people that are paying less, but prices are going up regardless.
Yeah, and if you're in that situation or, you know, maybe dealing with a landlord property manager, is there really any room to kind of talk about maybe what that level of rent increase should be? Is there any negotiating or wiggle room right now to make sure that, you know, you're not being taken advantage of due to the ongoing just kind of rising prices of everything?
It is tough. It's a very tough situation right now, but it never hurts to ask. You're going to find that there are going to be some landlords that just will not negotiate right now because of the competition. They know that if they're not going to rent to you, they have someone else that's going to come in that is going to be more than willing to pay what they're asking. But if you've been somewhere for a year, 2 years, and you've developed a relationship with your landlord, you may have a little bit better chance to kind of negotiate rent prices, you know, whether you want to sign a 2-year lease instead of a 1-year lease and kind of lock in a rate now if you think prices are going to continue to climb. That might be beneficial for you. Of course, there are risks with that, because should prices start coming back down, then you're going to be paying a little bit more a year down the road when you locked in the rates that they are today. Another thing that you can do is look at the amenities that are being included with your rent. Say it comes with a parking spot or 2 parking spots, and you don't have a car, or you don't need that extra spot, or whatever it might be. There are going to be other renters that are going to be looking for a parking spot, especially renters who have families with multiple teenagers who might be driving, and a landlord might be willing to take that parking spot, give you a little bit of a break if you give it back, because then they can market it to someone else and charge them a little bit higher for that additional amenity. So it is a business. Landlords are going to be looking at their bottom line and trying to determine all of this, but it really never hurts to ask. You know, the worst thing that can happen is they say no when you're in the situation that you're in right now. Approach it with your landlord, see what they say.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, we appreciate your time joining us here on KRDO News Radio. It's a fantastic report, definitely a lot of insight. We have it linked over at KRDO.com as well as we post the interview back, that you can read and get some deeper insight here into the market and rentals. Brian Carberry with Rent.com, we appreciate the time and joining us here on KRDO.
Thank you.